Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing guy. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. Uh-huh. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. Grace Marie Turner is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Grace Marie is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. In fact, this is her 12th anniversary. Her 14th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust, as a founding member. She's the president of the Galen Institute. Nobody on the planet knows more about healthcare public policy than she does. She's a staunch supporter, as am I, of marketplace solutions for healthcare. And she's been a strong observer of what's become known as Obamacare, the Patients Affordability Protection Act. And it's, as you know, it's being scrutinized by the Supreme Court this week, and she's here to give us a report on that. Grace Marie Turner, welcome back to the show.
Jim, always a pleasure to be with you.
Good to have you back. Thank you for your hard work. By the way, she's the co-author also of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. Grace Marie, you were on site yesterday, weren't you?
I was. I had an interview down at Fox Business yesterday morning. On the Barney Show, and it's just a few blocks away from the Supreme Court. So I parked and walked over to the Supreme Court and was there just as the arguments were over. Yesterday there were 90 minutes of argument basically on whether or not the court can even hear the case. Is it the mandate a tax or a penalty? So there is legal precedence and they have to abide by those.
Isn't that called that's called the anti-injunction law,
Injunction Act,
and, yeah. And it's where they may decide not to hear something if it hasn't harmed anyone so far, it hasn't gone into effect so far. Wow. In other words, they wouldn't want to hear a hypothetical a case against something, but it seems to me that they've decided not to worry about that now. They're gonna.
Well, of course, we won't know what they actually decide until we get their decisions later within a couple of months. But all of the questions indicated that the justices were skeptical because if...
They were skeptical of what?
Pardon?
They were skeptical of what?
They're skeptical of whether or not the penalty for not purchasing health insurance is in fact a penalty or a tax. Nowhere in the law do they call it a tax.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the government, the Obama administration, at one point said, well, yes, it's a tax, and therefore you can't hear this case until somebody pays it, which would be April of 2015.
Right.
Because the mandate goes into effect.
And therefore it would fall under the anti-injunction law.
Right, and therefore, but oddly, the government was not arguing that it's a tax because they want this decided on the merits, not pushed down the road because they think that, I don't know what they think, but think maybe Congress will just postpone the whole thing until indefinitely because no one ever pays the tax and therefore this never goes into effect. That's really bad policy because it's, causing enormous upheaval in the health sector. People want to know what they're dealing with. So that was the issue yesterday, but there was laughter in the court.
You felt that the justices indicated that they were not going to consider this to be a tax. They were going to consider it. They were more likely to consider it a penalty.
The mandate.
And when we say penalty, folks, we're talking about the mandate that if you don't buy insurance as prescribed by the law, you have to then pay a fine, a fee, a penalty, a tax, whatever. You have to pay money to the government because you didn't buy health insurance.
Right, and one of the justices said, let me understand this, Mr. Verrilli, he's the Solicitor General arguing on behalf of the Obama administration, said, today you're telling us that the penalty is not a tax, and you're going to be back here tomorrow arguing from the purposes of the individual mandate, then it is a tax.
Mm-hmm.
So which is it? And Verrilli said, well, it's actually a tax penalty. And, of course, the court all erupted in laughter, trying to have it both ways. Which
that's,
is
sort of like, that's sort of like what the definition of is, right?
I'm telling you, they get themselves backed into a corner of the constitutionality of this issue at every turn, and it is going to go on indefinitely mm-hmm. because this law is unconstitutional, Jim, down to its very DNA.
Well, when we come back after these messages, we're going to talk about that, because that's being discussed today. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments today about whether the mandate is constitutional, and we're going to talk also about some of the things that have fallen off of the Patients Affordability Care Act, or have been lopped off of it because they just weren't tenable, they weren't viable going forward. And so we're going to do that right after these messages with our good friend Grace Marie Turner with the Galen Institute, galen.org.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.